מצווה חברי, מצווה חברי לא בראי. מצווה חברי. So they are both Muslim, but the Chibis of Rosh, there is a Chibis of Rosh, somebody wired from the Rosh. What is the reason for the halacha of Mamun Amut Musa Bche? Why do we say that? Mamun Amut Musa Bche. So they are both Muslim, but the Chibis of Rosh, there is a Chibis of Rosh, somebody wired from the Rosh. So they are both Muslim, but the Chibis of Rosh, there is a Chibis of Rosh, somebody wired from the Rosh. What is the reason for the halacha of Mamun Amut Musa Bche? Why do we say that? Mamun Amut Musa Bche. What's the rationale of Mamun Amut Musa Bche? So the Rosh in the Chibis, he answered that this is a special halacha. He says that it's based upon the Xeras Apostle of Tzedek Tzedek Tirli. So the Gemara, at the beginning of Akkadim Momenes, says Tzedek Tzedek Tirli. Okay, Tzad. Why does the Torah say Tzedek Tzedek twice? Okay, Tzad. Chabru Din and Chabru Pshon. Okay, Tzad. Shnei Svinis. She Ivreis Bino Obiya. And אם שני רעברייס, שני רעברייס, ואם אחס יברס, אם it allows, let's say, two boats happen to be, to reach, let's say, the Straits of Gibraltar, it's well now, and they cannot cross through at the same time, and the question is, and then they have it in Torah, each one is in a rush, because the prophet is, he doesn't want to wait until the other Svino will get through. So, who should go through? So, Ahas Tuno, Vahas Shemituno, if one boat is loaded and the other boat is unloaded, so the Tuno Kedemes, Tuno Kedemes, Hoyu Shneim Tunates, Hoyu Shneim Tunates, Matim Pshoti. So that's the Pshat. Ahas Ledim, Vahas Pshoti, Tzelek Tzelek Yom. In other words, in the case where one is tuna, one is loaded, and one is not loaded, so it has a priority. So that's din. That's the first set of din. But you both are tunates. So what you have to do? You have to do something. So then there is aloha, the best has to be matrupshon. Matrupshon. So the Rosh says that the Dalloch of Momen Amut Misofit Chayotin, if it's in Rora the Momen, and Bez doesn't know Amachim Kolo Bachamei. We know Bez doesn't know what should Bez do. Bez doesn't know. So Bez has to be Makhlo Pshore. So this Pshore has to be distinguished from the regular Pshore to which we are accustomed, you know, when we have it in Torah. So it's alohe that Dayoni Mahmichuye to prevail upon the Baledin that they should be becoming Kinyan and agree to Pshat. That Pshore is based upon Kabbalah's Kinyan, upon Mechile and his Chayetz. But this Pshore, and when the Gemara is Sanhedrin, the world of Zion discusses the Mikaela is for Pshore, so the Gemara mentions other Pshore. The Gemara doesn't mention Tzadik Tzadik Tzadik. This Pshore that the Dayoni have to make, so that can be done only with the consent of the Baledin. Suppose the Baledin say, we don't want Pshore, we want Din. So then there is nothing in the world that can make the Baledin, that Bezdin can do to force the Baledin to agree. They can talk to them in a nice way and prevail upon them, but it has to be based upon Kabbalah's Kinyan, Michile, Ischaimus, and everything. Here, without Kabbalah's Kinyan, there is Aloha Pshore. So in other words, there is Aloha. That if the situation is such that there couldn't be anything, let's say the case of Machlok Balachamei, what could you say to the Din? The question is whether it belongs to the Balakol or it belongs to the Balachamei. So what can you say? There couldn't be anything. They don't know. Is it wrong the moment? So they don't know it's something. So it's Aloche that best has to exercise a pshat. That's a compromise. So at least each one gets something. So the Bible is the Bible. But it has nothing to do with the Pshore, the regular Pshore of which we speak. There it's based upon his Chaimus and Mechile, Kabbalah's Kinyan. Here, so the Rosh says, in so many words, that the whole Aloche of Momen Hamut Bisofik Chaykin is based upon Tzedek Tzedek Tirdei, Echad Midin, Echad Mipshore, Echad Mipshore. So the Mele, so it's the Rosh Lishitas. That's why the Rosh says. Teises is Lishitosei and the Rosh says. Teises is Lishitosei, Ichitei, Abayin Zaliyo. That the whole reason is why Mamun Amut Bisof is Chayotin, because the Abayin was off. So if the Abayin, so while the case was standing, if they had come to the best would say, Achleiko, because Abayin is Mechadol Amrai. So originally, who was a Mose? Both. Now, all the Trise, who means a Mose? So there is no such thing as becoming the Mosek for Tvise, from the Mosek. Mosek is the original Mosek, that's all. So, but the Rosh in the Chumash, he holds that Momen Hamut Bisof Chayotin is based upon the Xeras HaKosu of Tzedek Tzedek Tiyodei Vechamidin Yachad Pshore, so it's not the base of Mosek. So Memele, the Rosh says, that the Gemara is Kashi, that the Gemara is saying, even without Chol Shizya, so if there hadn't been a Swiss Kriya, so then I would say Amitz B'Chaveirei. And even though, if they came to Bezdin, while the case was standing, so then Bezdin would say Achleiko. But they didn't come to Bezdin. They didn't come to Bezdin. The fact is that now only they are coming to Bezdin. So, Mozokim, no one was a Mozek. No one is a Mozek until now. And now he's the Mozek. Rube, all the stones are in his shoes. So, Memele, we say, Amitzim Chaveirei, all right. Why does the Rosh have to say, why does he have to resort the Efshar? So, Ilo Yoreime, the Efshar is a Shinof Avon Meshus, and Ilo Yoreime, Kishayakis, Lame, Chaliu, Hoy Chaveirei, Midalek. Why does he have to resort to it? Let him say, because it's not Tvise Miyad Amuzek. The answer is this. If it had been certain that in case the Rubin and Chile had come to Bezdin while the case was standing, they would insist. Shimon would insist that it belongs to the two of us. And it wouldn't be made there, so then the fact that there is a halacha of Momen Hamut Bisofik Chayotin, and if they had come to Bezdin, and by the world is ending, Bezdin would say Yachleiko, and even sure that Shimon wouldn't be made there, in that case, to Reuven, so maybe we should say Yachleiko now too, because suppose they did come to Bezdin, and then Bezdin said Yachleiko. Then Yachleiko. And then Bezdin did Pshat Yachleiko. And after that, a day later, came in exactly called the Walker Labs and fell into the grounds of wood. So then would, and then women would say, and women would keep on saying, as he said, while the wall was standing, it's mine. But still, Besen, notwithstanding the fact that Rubin said at that time that the wall is mine, so Besen passed the Yachlei. But then the next day, after the Psach of Besen, the wall collapsed into Rubin's Reshus. And then he would say, oh, now I'm the Mosek. Never mind, Besen passed it yesterday. That is Yachlei. So what would Besen say today? Since Besen passed it, that is Yachlei, so Mele, this fact in itself, maybe it is, you see, if Besen passed, and maybe we move it. So if we had been sure, without the shadow of a doubt, that if they had come to Besen, so Shimon would have persevered in his time, and he wouldn't have been made a Tumuvay, so maybe it should be considered as if the wall collapsed after Besen had murdered the Psalm. What is it? It's the words of the Besen that is important. So in case they did come to Besen with the same tiles, while the wall was standing, and Besen passed it, Yachleiko, and then the following day, so the wall collapsed into Rubin's Reshus. Would Rubin be able to keep it? No, he wouldn't be able to keep it. So even if they didn't come to Besen, it should be considered as if they came to Besen. Of what significance, what difference does it make whether Besen passed it or Besen didn't pass me, as long as we are sure what the Psak of Besen would have been? The answer is no. We are not sure what the Psak of Besen would have been if they came to Besen, let's say, before the wall collapsed. Maybe they came to Besen before the wall collapsed. So then, now, Rubin is not made it. Now the Rubin is not made it. But maybe if they came to Besen while the wall was standing, maybe Shimon would, now Shimon is not made it, but if they came to Besen while the wall is standing, maybe Shimon would be made it to timeless Roman. So maybe we cannot consider it as if there had been inside this. But the Rosh is Roshifas. All right. Now the Gemara. So my So it was assumed in the Bishmerash that the term Mechitze means a case of Ikude. How do we know that Mechitze has the meaning of a case of? So we have such an example. So we have such an example. Kiritan Mechitze Sakerem Sheni Yifritzo. Aimelik Deir. Chotzom Yifritzo Aimelik Deir. Nisyai Shemen Uigot Arzikin Jechai Bachiyuso. So, Chai Bachiyuso. So the Gemara is only mentioning this verse to point out that Mechitze has the meaning of good. That Mechitze has the meaning of good. Now, what does he say? Mechitze Akher Shemen, it's Rashi. Shesomot Nusod Alas Bealom, Mishol Chavet, it's sort of Tue. Aim on Yubala Kerem Dei, Adho Shul Yesu, Bunei Achos Bez Asode. Mishim Chai, with Yisot Abba Asode Ezrov, Somot Niget, Kitnam Vek Shein, Hoi Gela Mitaim, Zeh Simach Hoi Gela Mikar, Vizeh Chizu Neiso Mikar, Vizeh Simach Hoi Gela, Zeh Simach Hoi Gela Mikar, Vizeh Vizeh Neiso, Vizeh Simach Hoi Gela Ezrov Mikar, Ukshein Shom Gela Tam Vek Shein, Vyi Tau Domino Somot Zeh Chavei, Elo Ki Nirik Vimenu, Dalai Dames, Kira Vines Akeret, Dibiho Chayare Klani. Now, we have two separate halachas. One halacha is that is mentioned in the Mishnah that Kavod at the end of the Achder. So we need to have a meal on some of us at the Haveri and we can hear it from the menu Arba Amis, Echot Kfanim, Echot Kol. So if a person, let's say, Rubin has here his son, Shimon has here his son, here is the borderline between Rubin Sode and Shimon Sode. So if Rubin wants to plant a meal on or a vine, here, near the border, he cannot do it. He has to move away Dalgamis from the border. Why? Because Lachon has dissolved. Mishim Abedes Akerem. What does it mean, Abedes Akerem? According to most Pshatim, Abedes Akerem means because if he will plant the tree near the borderline, or the vine near the borderline, so this has nothing to do with the ease of life. This applies even to a new one that is not together, not in life. That has to do with Avedas Akerem, Avedas Elyon. In other words, because if he were allowed to plant the tree or the vine near the borderline, they'll have to do from time to time, they'll have to do some work in connection with the Elon, in connection with the vine. He'll have to bring his implements, his tools, his klimachrisha, axes and tools and implements, all kinds of things. He can't keep them suspended in the air, he'll have to put them on the karka, so it will be necessary for him to keep all the tools and the implements near that Elon, because he'll have to plow and to sow the theory around the Elon. So where will he place? He'll be tempted to place all the implements and the tools on Shimon's grounds. Of course, it will be Shalit Din, because what right does he have to put his tools and implements on Shimon's grounds? He's a mazik, but human nature is such that when there is a strong temptation, so a person succumbs to temptation. So here, he'll always be tempted. Every time he'll have to do work in connection with his Elon, that is near the borderline, he'll be tempted to put his implements and tools on Shimon's grounds. So because of that, there is a halacha of Achokas Nizokin. That is also a raya, that the mazik of Achokas Nizokin, the mazik of Gol Basre, does not have to go hand in hand with the mazik of Gol Kame. Because the mazik of Gol Kame, could you imagine such a thing? I mean that a person should demand damages from that person, Ruben should demand damages, that Shimon should demand damages from Ruben, because in all probability, one of these days you are going to do damage to my grounds. You are going to put all your tools and implements. I mean, it will be ridiculous. But as far as the mazik in Bobasta is concerned, so even though he didn't do anything, and who says that he will do? Well, we have to take notice of human frailty, of human temptation. So maybe he becomes a mazik. So he's mechuyev to be, in other words, he's mechuyev to be malchi daladames and move away daladames from the borderline and plant the tree daladames away from the borderline in order that he shouldn't be placed in a position of being tempted to keep his tools and implements all the time on Shimon's bones. That's a mazik of Golombasa, it's not a mazik of Golokam. Of Achokas Nizokin. So that's the other. So that applies to anyone who wants to plant a tree, whether it's a vine or another tree or an orange tree, near Sodeh Haveh, because of Achokas Nizokin. Now, here, so Rashi said this one. So that means because Rashi was bad. Mechitzas HaKetam Shedifrit. Now, then there is a loche. Of Klai. Now, what is a loch of Klai? Klai means that if let's say, a vine was planted together with Chitol Seor, so then the produce is also Manoi. So, now the issue of Klai depends upon two things. There are two elements. Two elements. One is indicate when can it be climbed only when the vine draws unique from the tree and the tree draws unique from the vine when there is an intermingling of unique and also, but an intermingling of unique is not enough that it should have a climb. There is a loche that if, let's say, you have here a cat, and you have here a sodi, and you put up a mechitzi of 10 tvochim, so one can plant on one side of the mechitzi, one can plant a vine, and the other one can plant tvui on the other side of the mechitzi. It doesn't have one and the other. It might belong to both, let's say. This ground belongs to Ruvain, and this ground belongs to Ruvain. So he wants to plant a vine here, and through here he can do stuff, provided he sets up the mechitza of 10 tvochim in between. Now, the mechitza of 10 tvochim does not obstruct the yenike. in any way, so there's still an intervening linking. So why is it there? The answer is, in order to be affected with this applying, so there are two prerequisites. One is intermingling of Nike, and then your bhuvya. Your bhuvya depends upon the marasaya. If they look outside, they look together. They are mixed up together. So if there is as long as there is a chitze between the carrot and the tool, so there is no isakwara. So you can have as many vines as he wants, and as much tuya chito is saying as he wants here. And there is no isakwara. This is mutter and this is mutter. But even though there is still the nike, there is still the nike on the mount, but the nike by itself is not sufficient to affect the isakwara. There has to be also your bhuvya. What does your bhuvya mean? That the marasayim, they should be a commingling. Now, if there is a mechitze, so there is no commingling. With the marasayim, so the mechitze is mivate of the obuvi. The mechitze is not mivate of the iniki. So, Mileyle, he says, mechitze is a kerem So, as long as there was a mechitze, as there was a kesel between the kerem and the tue, so it was a tosel. But the moment the mechitzas akerem fell down, so then it can become affected with this sort of life because of the kind of life. So the question is, who is mechuyev to rebuild the mechitzi? The Baal Kerem, the Baal Tzuyeh, both. With who we should say both? After all, each climate's effect is constituted for the commingling, to the Ubuvia of Kvami Yotwe. So the Balagefen, the Balatwi is as much of a Mazik as the Balagefen. What difference does it make? So here we say, Mechitza Keresh Nikvetza Yudhi Deya. Who says to whom? The Balatwi says to the Balagefen. To Balakeh. They. In other words, it's his responsibility. Why is it his responsibility? So according to Tesis, so the reason as to why it's his responsibility more than the Balatwe is because too, in regard to crying, so is the Isau God in regard to crying. Is it regard to crying is the Isau God. But the Isau crying is an Isau non namoki. One cannot call the other fellow to the Torah just because the other fellow interrupts. Can women call Shimon? To Yidin Torah, I saw you, Yidin Torah. He can't call into Yidin Torah. He can tell Bezin, so Bezin will do something. Lachush and Yisur. But it's not a personal plea against. So as far as these acquirements are concerned, that's another look. But there is an obligation incumbent upon the Baal HaKerem, but the one who planted the vines, to keep away from the balance, sorry, from the balance, the aloha. To keep away. Why? Because the aloha is that the Mishnah says, That has to do with Avidas Akedah. Because otherwise, if he doesn't move away the Aldamis, so then he's a mazik. Not a mazik of the Kamri, he's a mazik of the Basra. Of Hachokas Nizok. Because if he doesn't move away the Adamas, so then he puts himself in a position of always being tempted to trespass upon Shimon's bounds. That's a mazik. So Mele, Mitzad Menodim Chavele, Mitzad Hachokas Nizokim, Ruben was not allowed to plant any vines within an area of the Adamas. He was not allowed to do it. He was not allowed to plant within an area of Daladames. And the area of Daladames happens, that's only a coincidence, happens to be the same distance to preclude a movie. In other words, if there is a distance of Daladames, then there is no Rovier. But if the distance that intervenes between the Tue and the Kvani is less than Daladames, then there is a movie. But in order to prevent the bouclier, so it is enough to set up a case, then you don't have to move away by that. And if you do set up a case, so then you fulfill your obligation from the point of view of Achokas Nizokin as well. Because we say, we'll eat our meal and so forth to the Haber and Kenir from the Arbames. But if you want it, you can say, I don't want to move away the Arbames from the bottom line. What are you afraid? What are you, Shimon, afraid? That I will always be tempted to trespass on your grounds. I'll build a solid wall so you'll be sure that I'll never be able to trespass on your grounds. So if he's willing to build a wall, then he doesn't have to move away the Arbames. In other words, so either he moves away the Arbames or he builds a wall. So in other words, so heretofore there was a wall between the Kerem and the Zdialo. So there was no, he was not a Mazik from the point of view of Achokas Nizokin. Because there was a wall, and there was no Isagwari, because there was no Yehud. Now that the wall fell down, so first of all, he's a Mazik. He's a Mazik to Shimon. So not because it just happens that we have two things here. Achokas Nizokin and Isagwari. As far as Achokas Nizokin is concerned, so the Isa of Kwaim is upon both. But the Isa of Kwaim, that's not Menokin. That's not a responsibility to Shimon. It's not Shimon's business to demand of Reuven that he build a wall. But there is another matter here that has to be considered. So it's wrong. Now, he doesn't have the vines. Dalet Ames away from the Tue, from the Sode. But as long as there was a wall, so there was not a Mazik. Now that the wall fell down, so the Mele, Mitzad Achokas Nizokin, he is the one that is Mechuyev to be Marfik. So, but he cannot be Marfik, he's not going to pluck out the vines. All he has to do is to rebuild the wall. So that's why it's his application. So this is what Rashi says. Even by carrying the art of Shulia Sukhman Achos Pesach Sot, we should fly. We should some of us on his own, some of the other. He can't feel chain, we get in times, as if we get in the car, we still need something. So it's in the car, so we need something, as if we get in his own, we can't. We should change the time, feel chain, we eat all the meals of Israel, 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 we eat all the meals. So he comes also by Noye, Vichayu Vachiru, so he's Chayev Vachiru, so to the Baal HaTue. So the Baal HaKerem is Mechuyev to pay the Baal HaTue for the loss of his Tue, because he became Moser by Noye. Now, the Rama says that from this Gimore, from this Brazil, can you deduce the Aloche, that in case of Tuch Shvitvin, who had the Chotza together, and they are mechuyev to build a wall together, Reuven and Shimon. So suppose Reuven comes to Shimon and says, the expenses involved in building the wall of Ezek Friyeh is $100. Here is $50. My share. Now please give me another $50. Because of Ezek Friyeh. So Shimon says, I'm broke. I can't give it to you. Wait with the wall. So 1 week passes by, Shimon is still broke. So Reuven cannot build the wall. He's ready. He has his share. But Shimon is not ready. Another week passes by, so and the wall is still not built. And then Gamarim managed to come and they steal Reuven's things. So then Shimon has to pay for the loss represented by the theft of the things. This is Ramah's says. And the Torah mentions it. The Torah mentions that in the name of Ramah. And that's probably the Torah himself is Chilut Ramah. But this is the problem is like Ramah. So the Rani is from this Gemara. Here, the Balakerem, when the wall fell down, so the Balakerem, the Balakerem became the Chuyev to rebuild. Why the Balakerem more than Balatwe? Because in regard to the Isakwaim, so there's no Menoke. So neither party can have any kindness against the other party. It's not even a Menoke. But the Balak, we have been timing against the Balakelem to rebuild the wall because of Amir Sakelem. And he didn't build the wall. So then the Balak Tvuye demands, can demand to the Balak Jerem that he should pay for the loss of the Tvuye. Why? As far as this acquire is concerned, it wasn't done by Rube, by the Balak Jerem anymore than by Balak Tvuye. It's the commingling of the Klamim and the Tvuye together that affected the acquire. So why is he responsible? Why is he Ahoy? The answer is, the Balak Tvuye says to Balak Jerem, you owe an obligation to me. You owe an obligation to me to build the wall. I didn't have to build the wall because my heart is Nisot, because my feet is Akerem. And if you had complied with your obligation to me, then this loss wouldn't have occurred. Why does this loss occur? Why was my Tvuye forfeited? Why did it become Osamadoye? Because you failed to comply with your obligation. So you may you are Mazik and you are high risk. So that's the Raya that the Ramah that you say is from this Raya. Anyway, so the Gemara only mentions this Raya to point out that Mechitze has the meaning of good. Oh, the first Loshon in the Gemara assumed that when the Mishnah says Ashutin Shavotzo Lassis Mechitze B'chotzer, it means Ashutin Shavotzo Lassis Kesel B'chotzer. So it means a case of events. Time to hot. Oh, Lord, hot to a high place. Even though it's a hot as she is with the so only if they both agreed. So then they have to build. But if they don't agree mutually, so then they cannot be forced to build jointly in war to prevent his fear. Our has created a lot of fear. This is the first chapter. This is the pshat in the Mishnah by the first Moshe. So now the Gemara says, "Kashe, ve'im mechitze plukte." How do you know that the pshat in mechitze should not be mechitze? Should we show to last as a cell? And as a chriya is loish liyazik. Maybe mechitze means a division. How do you know that mechitze has that connotation? Kedichsi vati mechitza soedo. The split of the congregation of Eid. So maybe the pshat in the Mishnah is Ashutin Shavotzu Lazes Chluko Bechotzer Bein is a case of them Tzak Vichim Dirotzu Bein is a case of Al-Kocho. In other words, and the Mishnah has reference to a small Chotzer a Chotzer Shein Mei Kedichluke. In order to be Kedichluke, so it must have the Midas, the size of 8 by 4. But if it is, if the midas of the chotzer is less than 8 by 4, then 8 ames by 4 ames, so then he cannot be kinyan to the chilek. But they still can agree to the chilek, even though it's in the kinyan. So Ashut in Shavotzo Lassis Chaluko bechotzer, even though the chotzer was a chotzer in the chilek, so the moment they agree to make a chiluke, then they can force each other to build the wall of Hezekiah, because Hezekiah, maybe this is the pshat, and this is the pshat in the second Loshon. So now the Makshi is asking, how do you know that the pshat is, as you say, maybe the pshat is different? So now the Tarz from the first Loshon says, no. Yehoche, hay shavotzo lasas mechitze, shavotzo achzis mi boi. So, this is what the Tarz in the first Loshon says. So now the Makshi in the first Loshon says, El my Bude, it's a case of Ben Nezir Boilei. So the Talmud of the first Loshon says, If on Eid say, Have a million to the Baume, Komash upon case, Kiddush Atwee Meis Musayim, which they call no kind of Tugdash. The time of this case, when he does, Shnei Emud, the Chilm Chachomish, in Shnei Emud, Kampon, Kishorot, my Yavel, Lederbo, Abu Yot, Shnei Emud, Shriach, Nei Medayim, Chalkon, Tzip, Shom, Yisim, 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 Tkoyim, Bearet, Yisim, 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 in the Yochlein or in the Chomish of Tira Sokai, Pluk the Chluk is Chotesh, which is Baik Mo Lechei, Kol Kishloi Yishim Bokes Lohames, Kedai Mo Lezeb, Kedai Mo Lezeb. In other words, it didn't have Ches Ames by Dalet. So the Mele, it will be, when we divide it into two parts, let's say, if this is Ches Ames, and this is Dalet Ames. So when you divide it into two parts, so it will be Dalet Ames, Dalet by Dalet, for each one. So, גולגל שלו יבוא חול חזם, אם בגלל זה או בגלל זה, שליח יכולות עם שכבים לחיוקו. הוא לא חייב את המשרות של שכבים שחוץ לחיוקו, ואין כסלה בין לא כוחו. ואם בו היה חודרים הרייב שמציא איזו הוא מסיפת באומה, אין שם אולי, משם איזה כזה. אבל מי נהם מסיפת באומה? מה יום הסליס עם מילה מחיץ עם איתכם? בכל שלטון האחלוקי קוי. וכשאים בו עוד יחלוקי, מה השבוע עם קיסר? אותו יום של קיסר. ולראות זה פאו לא במסיפת.
Bhavan Bhavanbasu Yudzain Elohi Tov Shinlam Vites, September 9th, 1979, on Sunday.
So, means it was assumed. So that Shaya, when there is a Havam and Gimore, then the Maskoni is not like that. But here, the first motion, that's the Maskoni of the first motion. So why does the Gimore use the washes of war? It was assumed. Why? Because there are two machines. So according to the second motion in the Gemara, so Gude means Pukte. I'm sorry, Mechitze means Pukte. Not, Mechitze doesn't mean Gude. So, and we pass by the second motion. We pass by the Kri Shmeyeze. So because, two, that this is Maskone of the first motion. But since we don't pass by like that, that's why the Gemara uses the motions of war. It was assumed. ובשביל זה הראש נמיקה, מה חספיר לכם מכאן, ודיחו בעלנו, הידום שם, הידום שם, וכלו ששם יהיה הלוח, וחיים פריסקה מתם, ועד הדימות אוסו דן צודק. So that explains as to why the Gemara in the first portion employs the terms of war, because we don't pass by the first portion. But the Gemara uses the lotions of war in the second portion too, so ואגב, לא כבעי משנה של גבור, לא כתבנו לשנחים. אם ביו זה פק, that in the first motion, Gemara uses the motions of war, so maybe the second motion, Gemara also uses the motions of war. ואיבי מרין, if they come in the door, in איקס of war, אפרגב, to save koi or mosiko. That states a shit in. Tish, but the Rambam, there in the door, in, by lo yichum. So the Rambam doesn't pass him. Like that lotion. Why? Because the Gemara uses there the lotions of war, and the Rambam won't, since the Gemara uses the lotions of war, even though the Gemara doesn't review that, so that means that the Gemara does not remain the Maskonat. But most Rishonim, they say that even though that the Gemara uses the lotions of war over there, so still it remains the Maskonat. Alright, Kiritani. So, The whole relevance of this Mishnah or Price of Mechitza Kerem Shnif Mitzo is just to point out that the term Mechitza has the meaning of good. That's the whole thing. Otherwise, there's no Shaykhas here. The Price of Mechitza Kerem Shnif Mitzo. Alright. So there are two guesses. One guess is, so who am I Mechitza Gude Kedit Nan Mechitza Kerem Shnif Mitzo? And the other girl says, Kiditanye, yes, one of the girls said it now, then Rametam, Shinemishne, Bishumoke. Shinemishne, Bishumoke. So in other words, we shouldn't be gay as Kiditan, but we should be gay as Kiditanye, the way we have in our text. Vite, hey, reposhin dinei, but it's not coming, the Ramei adorin dinei gami, because the halacha is that Kome bin Zokin is potter b'mirot, only chayim b'shamayim. Gami, there is a machlekes lanon. So the Gemara, now what is Kome, what is Gami? I mean, there is a common denominator to Kome and Gami. In other words, that it's not a ma'aseh hezek b'yodayim. So, let's say Seir Shalizim Shochaveire. True, he burns the shtores, but we're not discussing the hefset involved in the value of the paper. The value of the paper is probably worth less than a putter. So we are talking the hefset of not being able to collect a certain debt that is evidence by a promissory note. So as far as the loss sustained by the malve as a result of the mazik's burdens of the shtores, so there is no mice as it be lying. So that's gamma. So there's a machlokes anoyim. The Meir says that Gami is chayim. But Gomer Yivra Meir is made a day's potter. What's the difference between Gami and Gomer? So there are three basic shittas. Horishayim. Explain the difference. One, some Rishayim say, there is the Kuntres Gami of the Ramban. So he discusses the union of Gami, very thoroughly. For the first Perik, it's not necessary to go over the Kuntres Gami, but for the second Perik, it is very important to go over the whole Kuntres Gami. I cannot go over it in class, but you will have to go over it, the Kuntres Gami. So there are three Shittas Rishayim in explaining the difference between Gom and Gami. So one Shittas Rishayim explains the distinction between Gom and Gami on the basis of Bori Ezeke versus not Bori Ezeke. In other words, Mishase Kalmish al Chaveira im Chaveira. That's Gom. Potem Yod al Chayim Shemayim. Hapirits Gedam Mifnei Beimes Chaveira. And then, since the Gedam was torn down, so Leila the Behime found it easy to go out. So that's Gom. So he's Potem Yod. Gami is Chayim. What's the difference between Gom and Gami? So one shita is that Rome means where it's not Bori Ezeke. For example, Mishase Kalbish of Haveri B'Haveri. Not every time you incite a dog, so does the dog, is the dog a bigger? Sometimes you incite a dog and the dog doesn't bite. So maybe it's not Bori Ezeke. Not every time you tear down, you get there, so will the behemoth walk out and get lost? So it's not Bori Ezeke, so it's Gomer. But say if there is Chaveira, that's Bori Ezeke. Because if there is no evidence, no probability, if there is no evidence that proves the death, so then no probability will deny the death. So it's considered Bori Ezeke. That's one sheet. Then another sheet explains it on the basis of, let's say, Mishase Kalbishal Chaveira, the Chaveira. So the Mishase, and then the dog did bite. So the Hezek, the most proximate cause of the loss of money, is not the Shisu. The biting, that's the most proximate cause. So in other words, the one who is Mishase, who incites, who provokes a dog, so he is a remote cause, he is not the proximate cause. Masha'in came, Seder Shtarish Shachavele, that's the most immediate cause. Is there any other cause more immediate than the burning of the Shtores? It's not a matter of time, but this is the most proximate cause. Now, then another Shiteh Sarishayim explains the distinction between Gami and Gome on the basis of a Maisa Hezek being applied, being done, being realized on the Dover Anizik itself. So, Shtoriz Shtokhavir, even though we are not discussing the value of the paper, we are not discussing. We discuss the value of the debt, but since the Shtar is the medium through which you collect the money, So in Mele, when you burn a shtar in promissory note, it's considered like a Maisa Hezek in the Dover Anizik. In other words, the shtar represents the debt itself, because this is the evidence. So it's considered like the debt itself. So in Mele, here Al Kedin, it's considered like a Maisa Hezek being applied, being realized in the Dover Anizik, because this, the note represents the debt itself. Masha'in kei mishase kal b'shachaveira, he doesn't do anything b'chaveira, kal b'shachaveira b'chaveira. He doesn't even touch b'chaveira, the one who is bit by the dog. All his maise is done on the keller. He's inside the keller. So he doesn't do anything on the Shavere, only in the Geder. So Mele, when the Maisi is applied not on the Dover HaMizek, then it's Gomer. If the Maisi is applied on the Dover HaMizek, then it is done. All right, anyway. So there is a machlekes, Chomi is certainly potter, within order. Chayim Mishalayim. As to whether it's Gami is Chayim or potter, there is a machlekes Anoim, and we pass through the Gami is Chayim. So this is the Kashe, Bishleime, if we are there, it's Kiditnam, it's a Mishneh, it's a Kerem and Stam Mishneh is from here, so we can understand this, why the Gemara deduces from this Mishneh of the Hizakar Shenifritzo that the Meir holds Gami Yisrael, because after all, here the Balakerem is Mechuyev to reimburse the Balatvuyev for the loss. Did he, was he Me'arem Biodai, the Kvanim with the Tvuyev? No! Why is the Balakerem Shemifritzo? So, the Balakerem is considered Gami, not Bome. So, from the point of view of Bore Ezeke, so here Bore Ezeke is definitely Bore Ezeke. From the point of view of the most proximate cause versus remote cause, so here it's considered proximate cause because there is nothing more proximate than the failure to build the Mechitze. From the point of view of the Maise, a headache being applied being applied to the Dovah HaMizik. So here, in view of the fact that he becomes a Mazik in a passive way, so mainly in a passive way. In other words, here the Maisa Hezek consists of his failure to comply with his obligation. And the obligation, so it's considered like Dom in the Dovah HaMizik, in the Klali. Because through his failure, he becomes in kind of Klali. And why does the Tfuyeh become Osea? Because he was Mikayim the Klai. So the Melee, the Kiyum Klai, is realized passively in the Tfuyeh itself. So the Melee is done. But Teisus Kashi is, Bishleimi, if it's in Tfuyeh, it is done. So we understand this why we more have a station from this Mishneh that Dami is higher. Because Tam Mishneh Rameya, but if we are there as in Tanya, so it's in Reise, there is no such cloud that Tam Reise Rameya. So how do we more and more come and deduce from this Reise that Rameya holds Tam Mishneh Rameya? Maybe it represents the view of some other Tanya, not Rameya. Vitema, here, but in the Tanya, we are there with Tam Mishneh. Vimo is a Mishneh Rame, or the Shabbat is Tam Mishneh Rameya. Vim Rame Tam, Mashmah Dasi Rameya, we get a Rastis in the Guayi. Weiß also, am Saat, der Spore, ja, damit wo ich halt nicht mehr, habe ich die Kittisch, wie Chaiu, wie Chaiu, wie Chaiu, Mishnehe, Hamisachel Chesgatne Yaldabit Rosh Hashanah. Ruben puts, hovers, he puts the vine, the branches of his vine, upon the tree of Shimon. Ha'ezekinesh v'chayu v'artius. This is Tanakam, that's Rameya. Rabbi Yisil, Rabbi Shimon, and Yudin, Eilu v'mikadish Yom HaShem Shom. So in other words, so Rameya holds that vis-a-vis Brian, בכל הפרוחס, ויזה בי קליים, so עוד לא מקדש דבר שם. בוא תקור את הרקייסי, יצאים עוד המאיס הדבר שם שלו. by קליים יצאו. so ממילא, true that there is no cloud, that's גם רייס הרב מייר, but here מחיץ לקרן שנתפוצים לו דר. חוץ הוא נפסון דר נסיעה שלו נקודה לגיד לחי בחיוסי. who the ball of fun is מחוי בחיוסי. why? because it caused loss, hezek, Tuvu, Shimon, Balakvan is Ruben, and Shimon Balakvan. But, so it was his neglect, Ruben's neglect. So, but he doesn't know that way. How can we usher the tool of Shimon, according to Rabbi Yitzchak of Shimon, he couldn't usher. And here the price says that he does usher, so he is the one of the Shmaitzer of this price, Reb Meir. Reb Meir. Because Reb Meir says in the Mishnah, the desire, in Jerusalem, that of the Meisah of Hashem Shalei. So maybe the Reise also represents the view of Rameya. So maybe it's a Reise that Rameya holds Dam Yisrael. Vayi is Dam Yishnu. So that is Dam Yishnu, that represents the view of Rameya. Hilke Hayin Amed is going to Kiddush Rameya, because if this Reise had represented the view of Rabbi Yitzchak of Shimon, so he couldn't ask that because it's in the Meisah of Hashem Shalei. They were out of this. Alright. Even with them, people should have a cherish. They who are Mazik. The Arab armies, Sheomu la Harchi, Kubishla, Vida Saker. Kidam Ginon, Bifer Cheni, Likamo. Va Pivo de Gays, Likomo Likamo, no Anizik va Harchi, Kesak. His name, Omar Vashu Likamo, 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 After all, just as the Tui becomes Osera, through its commingling with the Kvamim, so the Kvamim also becomes Osera, through their commingling with the Tui. So let the Mechitze be incumbent, the building of the Mechitze be incumbent upon the two of them, equal. So Teisves and Ramah, they say that here, the Balakeren is mechuyev to build the mechitze for another reason. Because of the Mishnah that Chavot, lo yitaruz on milom, samuch מותר לו במקרה עוד סמוך ליסוד החברה בין אילון בין גפת סמלא אפרט המיס אוף לייף So the Baal HaKerem, the Baal HaGefen, who would be mechuyev, if he wants to plant the tree or the vine, he would mechuyev to move away Dalet Ames in order to prevent his the temptation of trespassing on the field of his neighbor. So even if he didn't involve the Nisak Lion, he would be mechuyev either to move away to the dames or to go to the mechitz. In view of the fact that there was a mechitz, so the male doesn't have to move away to the dames. But now the mechitz fell down, so it's his obligation, because of Abin Zakerem, to prevent himself from becoming a mazik, on account of the likelihood of succumbing to temptation, of trespassing on the land of the neighbor, so it's his obligation to build the mechitz. So, and having built the mechitze, then Shimon the Balatruya wouldn't sustain the loss. Why is Shimon sustaining the loss? Because he failed to fulfill his obligation. So Mele is a dummy, he's a mazik. This is how Rashi explains it, seems to explain it, and how Tesis seems to explain it, and how the Ramah seems to explain it. And the Ramah deduces from this Gemara a big chiddush. That if, let's say, two shutfim are obligated to pay, to build a wall of Hezekiah jointly, and Shimon says to Reuven, well, here is my share, here is my $50, let's build a wall. And Reuven says, no, I don't have the $50. And he postpones the building. And then in the meantime, Ganovim come and they steal the property from Shimon's chotzer, so Reuven has to pay. So he deduces it from this Gemara. All right. So this is how they explain the halacha of mechitzas hakerem shenipritzo. Why the responsibility is upon Reuven, the Balakim. The Ramban explains it some other way. The Ramban doesn't agree with Tesis that just because he's mechuyev to build a wall on account of Abin Zakerem, which has nothing to do with the loss of fire. There's nothing to do. That obligation would be incumbent upon the Baal HaKerem even if no Tuyeh had been grown in Shimon's Sukkah. So he would, suppose nothing had been growing on Shimon's Sukkah, Reuven would still be obligated either to move away Dalet Ames or to build a geder in order to prevent himself from being tempted to trespass on Shimon's land. So the Mele, he cannot be considered a mazik just because he failed to fulfill his obligation on the basis of Avodas HaKerem. But the Nisa of Rayim has nothing to do with Avodas HaKerem, it's just a coincidence. So how does the Ramban explain it? The Ramban says the truth, that they are both mazikim. Both mazikim, because it requires the commingling of the two meaning of the Kfonim and the Tue in order to affect the Hefz of Bani. But since the Mitzias is that the Kfonim tend to be mispashed, to spread out, whereas the Tue, so it spreads its nuke in a passive way, it doesn't spread out its roots extensively. So in Mele, the Bala Kfonim is more of a mazik than the Bala Tue. So Mele, he becomes clear. What kind of halach is it? So in other words, so the Chiyuv HaChok is incumbent upon the Balakvanim because his Kvanim are mispashit. Whereas the Balatwe is not, the Tui is not mispashit. Now, this appears to be based upon a principle that we have in Balakvanim. But it applies to Balakvanim, it applies to Balakvanim. In other words, when a certain hezek, now there is Tesis says in the Rokamed Avor Amedale, Teta, Dim Hidri Kesh, ובואחר בשור אבטלוס חבר, ויחופה בן, ובואחר בדוחף שחבר ומסגר, עם סגולה של מסחרי, של מסחרי, בלבי ובלאיש. So suppose Ruben makes a fire on his grounds, and then the fire spreads, and then Levi comes and throws Shimon's baggage into the fire. So we could say that both are true, that Ruben should be mechuyev because he is a balei, he made a fire. Hadn't he made the fire, so maybe he wouldn't have been able to throw Shimon's beged into the fire. Ruben was the one who made the fire. And then so we should say that Ruben should pay half and Levi should pay half. Or suppose Ruben digs a bed and then Levi comes and pushes Shimon's share into the bed. So we could say both are high. Ruben is high because he's a Bala Bay. Suppose Levi had not pushed Shimon's share into the bed. So Ruben would be higher. Suppose Shimon's share would fall by himself. So then Ruben would be higher. So even if Levi pushed, so Levi is a Mazik, but Ruben should also be a Mazik. So Jesus says no. So he says, stay that in the king you should go after the sort of Thomas Haber. ויחוף הבן, ובוא אחר בתוכח של חבירו לשכל, עם סבור שישראל בלבי ובלבי. אוי, so what's the pshat? So the pshat in Tesis is that even when we have two mazikim, so if both mazikim are equally active, so then both are chai, are mechuyev to pay. But if a certain hezek is caused by two mazikim, as in this case, Ruben was chayfer a bear, and Levi pushed Shimon's share into Ruben's bear. So both are mazikim, but one is more of a predominant mazik. After all, he pushed. What did Ruben do? He was only negligent in digging a bear. He didn't push anybody. So maybe, but one is a more predominant mazik. So then the one who is less predominant mazik becomes one. So here too. So the Ramban applies a similar swara. I mean a similar swara. Two, they are both mazikim. Because the tvue causes damage to the kvanim, and the kvanim causes damage to the tvue. How is the damage caused? How does it become the heads of life? As a result of the commingling. But how is the commingling affected? Through the kvanim of Ruben spreading out. Shimon's tvuah does not spread out. So Mele, since Ruben is more of a predominant mazik than Shimon because he's kvanim, spread out, whereas Shimon's tvuah remains in his place, he doesn't spread out. So Mele told me the unique spreads passively, but there are no roots of the tvuah that spread out. So the Mele, Ruben is considered a more predominant mazik. So if Ruben is considered a more predominant mazik, so he patterns the less predominant mazik. That's the shita of the Ramban. Alright. But Tesis explains it on the basis. On the basis of the Chiyu Bachoke of Avin Zaker. Alright. People should be like, you are mazik. Now I'm a shomola, you should be like, Zaker, you are a shomola, you are a shomola, you are a shomola, you are a shomola, אבל אני דיבר אחרי סעצמי, אבל מה של כמון, מידר רבי איסי בגיר הדברי. So the question is according to רבי איסי, אני דיבר אחרי סעצמי, so here no one should be מחויב to make a חוקה, because each one is a נזק. So he has to take care of his own problems, each נזק. So Tesis says, but here רבי איסי is made it, that our mazik lach is actually, because here it's geared away. And the Gemara says, Mitra Beis is geared away. And here, it's also considered geared away, because the Kvanim are mispashim. So Mele, it's geared away. Ve'im Ali, the whole Hekaton, Ve'im Ali Gdei, 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 no, we shouldn't say the Kvanim are mispashim. So that's geared away. That we could say according to the Rambam, but we couldn't say it according to Tesis. Here it's given away, because why is woman mechuyev to pay? Woman is mechuyev to pay because he has the chiyuv achotik. Why does he have the chiyuv achotik? Because of the Mishnah Chovot. So that has nothing to do with the client. Now, as far as the achotas, Nizikin is concerned, so who is the mazik? Who is likely to trespass upon the neighbor's field? Woman, because he has an ill, so he will always be tempted to bring all the tools and implements in connection with the aveda that has to be done on the ill or on the vine. So the male, that's mamish given away, because when he brings the tools and the implements there, so that's mamish given away. They may be to all the animal day, put it on a high day. So fast that they release the belief that in the high value say, why does the Brisa say animal day? Why doesn't the Brisa say high day? The answer is because women will not be hired unless Shimon warned him. But suppose the Mechitza fell down and women did not receive any warning. And then Reuben is not high. Reuben is not high. It's all last. So the new is for the leader and the high values. Lord and not a time it is in the middle of the day, a punchy of Shinif is a sort of massacre. Shinif is always as high as in the whole show. Alright. The Nifritz of Amshlish is Nisabkeli, in Tzorach Vasfesi Kosho, or Shemo Sade, the Prezine, in Tzorach Vasfesi. Anyway, so the reason is, that the reason is why the price of nations, Emily Day, because if Reuben the Balakvani was not told and warned by Shimon the Balakvue to rebuild together, so then Reuben would be high. So it's much, from Tesis notion, it's much now, the decline would become also Banuel anyway. Even if Shimon wouldn't warn Reuben. So the decline would become us. But Reuben wouldn't be high. The Ramban is real. Ramban here, on our Yemot, in the Kedushin, is real at Tesis. And he says, without a warning by Shimon, so Reuben wouldn't even be, so it wouldn't even become quiet. It wouldn't even become us Banuel. So there is a machlokes between Tesis and the Ramban. According to the Ramban, so the requirement of Asroye is in connection with this supply. Why? Because there is a law that Zohua Ubo, not like this, this is Zohua Ubo, there are two kinds of crime. There was one kind of crime of Zohua Mikore. So what Mikore means, you take a seed of vine, and a seed of wheat, and a seed of barley, bimapeles yad, and you throw them, you put them in the ground. That's a what Mikore. And then there is a what Ugo. So what Ugo means that you have the mechitze. This is Rumi's carrot, sodek, and this is Shimon's ground. And you have it together. So then, Shimon, so planted wheat here, near the Geder, and Reuben planted the vine near the Geder. That's very common. Because in order to be affected with this applying, there are two prerequisites. You need any of them. So you can get there, so that eliminates the Yavuki. So at the very outset, at the time of the Zriye, it was the Hedagom. Reuben planted the vine, the Hedagom. Shimon planted the Tvuye, the Hedagom. Then the Geder fell down. That's called Zohua Ubo, not Zohua Mikore. So there is a halohe that Zohua Ubo becomes affected with this applying only when it's Nihalim. When it's not Nihalim enough. And why? Because there is a special halohe of Mikayim Prime, so it becomes us. If somebody is Mikayim Prime, how is one considered Mikayim Prime? Now the obligation, who is the Mikayim Kohen? Who is the Mikayim Kohen? Because Shimon is not obligated to build together. So who is Mechuyev to build together? Reuben is Mechuyev to build together. So Meila Reuben is the one who is Mikayim Kohen. So when can he be considered Mikayim Kohen? Tesis also mentions that he has to be Nihalei. Tesis says that based on the base,
נסיעה שמנו לגודרו, דווקא נסיעה יש, אבל לא נסיעה יש, ואיסי כלשהו ליגדיה, אבל פי שאיסי מסעי מותר, תלתנה מסרס ביים, הורי יהיה בקרם רומא תשעגיע לשום מלכתונו, איסי מסעי מותר, וכשאר זה הלכתנו, איסי מסעי מוסר, אבל כשהוא מחזר החלוטיתו סי, אפילו איסי מסעי מותר, ועתם יש לפורש מנחסיב, ויסיס רכאו מחוקליים, דום ידזרי ידניחלה. So that word, so in order that the crime should become oser, ba'amoy, and the score of becoming crime, it has to be nichalei. If it's not nichalei, it's not considered becoming crime. So thesis is made that the hefte does not become affected with this crime, this amoy crime, unless it's nichalei. But thesis is that when we say that the nichalei is lacking, if it's not misyayish, in other words, if he tries to build together, but it takes him some time, he can't get any workers. So, and in the meantime, there was an increase in the produce of 1 to 100 over and above what was there while the gather was standing. So then it's not Nihalei. But suppose it's Nisyayish Nihalei. But Ruben does not intend to build together, except that he wasn't warned by Shimon. So then on the basis, there is no, the Nihalei is not lacking, as long as he was Nisyayish and he does not try to build together, even though he did not receive any warning from Shimon, so it's considered Nihalei. Mashein kein Ramban Shiti is not. Since there is a requirement of Nihalei, and what's the shot of Nihalei? Because in order that the crime should become Oser on the basis of Mikhail crime, so if it's not Nihalei, it's not considered Mikhail crime. Mikhail crime means if he maintains crime. So what does it mean? How can one be considered as maintaining crime if he wants to maintain crime? But if he's trying to build together, so he's not considered to be maintaining crime. So even if he gave up, even if he was Nisyayish Nehigotre, Ruben, but if he wasn't warned, then he's not considered Mikhail Klein, according to the Rambam. According to Tesis, he is considered Mikhail Klein. So according to the Rambam, the reason is to why Hasroya is necessary, because without Hasroya on the part of Shimon, so to Ruben, so it wouldn't even be Oser. But according to Tesis, even without Hasroya by Shimon, as long as Ruben does not try, he's not attempting to build the wall, so maybe it's considered becoming crime, and it becomes us there. But Mechuyev Bezimazik is not. So we have to understand this issue. The Ramban Shiti is not difficult. The Ramban Shiti is that he, as long as the crime is us there, so maybe Ruben is not difficult. But this issue is that the crime is us there even if Ruben was not warned by Shimon. As long as Ruben is Nisyayish Nehigotre, so why shouldn't he be hired? Now, there is the Shite in Bolokame, so the Shite of the Rivoyis, that actually Gami and Gromen Midraisi is the same thing. But those Gromes where it's Bomi Ezeike, like Seir Shalizik Shal Havere, so the Chachomim counsel it together. But those Gromes where it's not Bomi Ezeike, the Chachomim didn't counsel. Now, so the Rivoy also agrees with this explanation as the distinguishing feature between Grom and Gami, that Grom means not Gomi Ezeke, and Gami is a Grom whereas Bore Ezeke. But some Rishayim explain it on the basis of Bore Ezeke versus not Bore Ezeke in the Anidraiser. So Midraiser itself, some Rishayim say, that if it's Bore Ezeke, then Grom is higher. If it's not Bore Ezeke, so Grom is better. The Rivoy says, no. And the Raisa level, we don't make any difference. Bori Ezeke, not Bori Ezeke. So even Bori Ezeke with the Raisa is potter. But with Rabbonon, there is a difference. If it's a Grome of Bori Ezeke, so it's high of the pay. If it's a Grome of not Bori Ezeke, it's potter. So the Mevoshite is that the whole Chiv of Gami is only the Rabbonon, it's a Knas. It's a Knas. Like Hezek Shemimika. So if we say Moishme Hezek, but with Rabbonon, it's higher. So, Mele, according to the Rivoy, we could understand
So why Tisle says that without a warning, so the male is put up to pay, even though it is also done away. Because since it's only on the basis of Knas, so only if he's lazy, star. If he isn't warned, he's not lazy. But who says this? The V said this. And the V in Bolokane is chemical anymore. And the V in Bolokane, says that Gami is highly reich. He's chemical anymore. So if he's hiding the right side, we have our loche, or what am I doing? Ben Shemit, Ben Ezit, Ben Eya, Ben Yoshi. So whenever someone is mechuyev on the score of Mazik with the right side, it doesn't make any difference whether it's an Ezit or a Shemit. So the question arises, Bishwein, they're going to Ramban. So the whole requirement of Asroya is, because without Asroya, it doesn't become a heft of life. But according to the Israelis, it becomes also a Rebbe without Asroya. But the Asroya is only necessary for the few to pay. But if that the Rishit is the Gami Yisrael and the Ranse, and if Gami Yisrael and the Ranse, we have Aloche by Mazi, or the Mu'el. Now, there is, I don't have the Shidiko Bezes, or the Miriam Borokame, but the Gemorim Borokame, more of a kame that from here with Beis says Tani, Omar Rabbi Yeshua, Avod Vorim Moisei Som Potam Lin Odom V'chayim Nishamayim V'yuei, Hapir Zira Lefne Dina Shavir Viva Ki Kuma Shavir Lefne Adriko V'asei Chavir Nishekel Lohim V'yidei Shavir Lefne Meile. So, the Gemara says, these are the Vorim, so he Potam Lin Odom V'chayim Nishamayim. Now what does it mean Chayim Nishamayim? So we could say that Chayim Nishamayim means that he is chayv mishamayim, in other words, he has an avera. He is a chayte, even though he is potter of tashlumin, but Gom is potter, but Mazik is a lisa, so he is navaru. That's what chayv mishamayim means, that he is navaru. He is a chayte, it's awesome. But in Maharamir, in Bolokami, he says, no, potter min yodo, chayv mishamayim doesn't mean that he is ever a lisa. That's a pshites, I mean, that Yeshua does not even have to tell us that Kromo bin Zokin Tosa. And that's mentioned in Moribon Basra, as they say, that Kromo bin Zokin is Osea. So Rabbi Yeshua tells us a Chiddush. Chayv Mishamayim means that he's chayv to pay the Mishamayim, except that it's not enforceable by Bezin. In other words, there are two kinds of feeling. Let's say like Kromo bin Rabbe. So the Aloch is his potter. But Rashi says in Bomitzie, in Asichar Sapeli, he says, Estanos Fotero Vakubo Aline, that if somebody became a chuyev to pay simultaneously with the chiyuv nisei, let's say, suppose he gave the woman a schar for the znus, he gave her a bischoro, he gave her a play, and the woman with whom he was nizamin was his mother, so the male is mechuyev Mrs. Bezin, so she couldn't recover it, the amount that he promised her with Bezin, but still it has a din of esna. So Rashi says, because kolim in Ramnei, so only implies that it's not chayim in Odom, but in Shomayim, he is mechuyev. Bezin cannot recover. If the chiyuv moment took place, took effect simultaneously with the chiyuv misi. But the Nishamayim is mechuyev, and if it's so fast, lo yafkin. So the Miri says, Dalim dvorim avod rovim ma'isei yisom potam yodom v'chayim Nishamayim ve'elein apir yizgeder v'flebeim eschavere. So it's chayim Nishamayim, so it doesn't mean chayim Nishamayim v'yez navere. So it means that he's Mechuyev Tashmumim in the Shemayim, and he told us we're not killing him. And then the Miri says, suppose someone was a Pirat Gera B'nei Ben Shaveri, or he was Kifif Komotzi Shaveri B'nei Ablaike, and then the Behime Shaveri got lost, or the Komo became burned, so he's Mechuyev to pay. Suppose he doesn't pay, he's a Gazlan, and he's fossilized. The Miri says, he should be
So in other words, so we see that the comet that is Chayim Shamayim is not me. It's only Elisha. It's a real Chiyuv, but it's not enforced in Umbez. And the Tofas will not eliminate, and if he doesn't pay, he's a Gazel, and he's postulated. So then the Miri says that the Abod Vorim, or he says, some Potter Miyod Chayim Shamayim, why is he Potter Miyodom? And it's Chayim, but it's Chayim Shamayim, because Gomer is also Chayim Shamayim, so it's only if he doesn't become Bonnet. But if he doesn't, shall he become Bonnet? True that Gomer Ben Yizokin is Chayim Shamayim, but if it shall he become Bonnet, so then he's not to be considered again. So that's how Gomer by the way. In other words, he's not to be considered again. If the Mice says, don't be a dying, so then we have Aloha, Odom Wedley. Ben Shedeh, Ben Meizim, Ben Eyam Yosh. If I absent-mindedly, so I wave with my hands and I break something, even though I didn't intend it, so I'm a Mazik. Masha'in came if he doesn't do it, be a dying. But it's only in Gome. So if he doesn't become Gome, then he has a Mazik. But if he does it unintentionally, so he does not have, he doesn't even have a Mazik. Only become Gome. So that's a cloud. That's a cloud goal. In other words, when a person does something the shady, if he doesn't be a dying, so he's a shady. But if he's only gaining, so only if he doesn't become gaming, he's considered a magic. But Shalom Kahone Kone is not even considered, is not even considered a magic. Is not even considered a magic. Is not even considered a magic. Now there is a tshuva, I think it's some safer, that's not in regard to Mazik, that's in regard to Ritzich. Now there is a halacha that if somebody is Shefeyal Dam, Shefeyal Dam is a Ritzich, so then he cannot do it. He deichem dominate. And many of the Shem say, even if somebody killed a human being, B'Shevik or B'Enes, so he cannot do it. He cannot do it. So there is a shaila that is a certain person, so left the oil of vitriol, some fury cassette on the table, and there was a child in the house, he left it on the table, and then he forgot, and he left it accessible to the child, and the child drank from it, and then the child died by drinking the sulfuric acid. So the question was not raised as to whether he can do it. I mean, the same child could have been raised as to whether the person who was nichshol in that can do it. But the child is whether that person has to have a kapor. No, I mean, gomer of ritziche b'sheyeg. So I think that the Chasam Sefer, the answer with the Chasam Sefer was that when do we say that if somebody kills a human being, b'sheyeg? So he's also a Ritzayah, but a Ritzayah b'sheyeg, if it's Gedan. But if it's only on the Kome, so without Kabole, he's not considered even a Gehr. He's not considered a Gehr of Ritzayah. If a person would Kabole leave, so fury cassette, so that a child should take it, so then he's a Gehr, he's a Ritzayah, he's Chayim Shamayim. But if somebody inadvertently left something, he's not even considered in the Tzeiach al Dikom. So that's a cloud, so it's the same principle. In other words, that where the Chiyuv is on the basis of Gelein, so without Kabon is not considered Gelein. If there is a Maitz of Yodai, so whether it's Kabon or not Kabon, it's Shei, it's Meizi, any of Yoshi, but if it's only Kone, so only with Kabon, so it's considered a Gelein. Without Kabon, he's not considered a Gelein. Now, so Memele, so that could be the Pshat in Tetzis. Tetzis is Chelik HaRambam. According to the Rambam, so if there is no Asroye, so it doesn't even become fire. But according to Tetzis, fire will become us. As long as it's Messiah Yishu Geder. But the Balacharim is not Chalik. Now the question is, Vishleim if Tetzis had agreed with the Sheik of the Nivor, the Dami is only not the Rabbanon. So then there could be a distinction between Shegen, Mezi, Mischaven, Ene Mischaven, Yes Asroel, No Asroel. But the Ri is Chayekamere. Here is the Ri, and the Rishikin is the Dami is Chayek. Midraise, and by Mazik Midraise, there is a locha of Odom Leilo. The answer is, Odom Leilo only implies if he is a Mazik. So if someone is a Mazik, the Dami, so even without Kabbalah, so he is considered a Mazik. Mashenikin, when he's not a Mazik, the Dami, he was only a cause. So if it's Kabone, it's considered a Mazik. But if it's only Kabone, it's not even considered a Mazik. And here, since the Maisa Hezek is in a passive way, after all, he didn't do it, he just failed to comply with his obligation of rebuilding the Gedar. So, with Asoye is considered Mishal. With that, since he is a Mazik Bisheva Otaise, it's a Grome Bisheva Otaise. So in Grome Bisheva Otaise, without Asoye, is not even considered again. That's the issue. But, now, we have come before us, the Hoche Noka Trezinek, Lashminon Shin Yishtes Ves Messiah, Bein Masheheisi Benifritz Oresheno, Uvein Masheheisi Benifritz Oshniyo, Bein Mitzdalkin Lesen, Umedesheno Vesheno Bar. So, Amitam says, the reason is why. Nifritz Oresheno. So then, and he says again, Chozo Benifritz Oresheno, why? So the first, so the reason is the reason is why it says why is to advise us that even if it already happened once and it was wrong and he built another gender and then the other gender again tore down. So it requires another story. That's the reason why the wiser mentions any of their rights. But on the Tom says there's another reason. As to why the Baise mentions Hasroye in Mavidveya twice to advisors, suppose, now the halacha is that if it is a Ruah Ubo, if it is a Ruah Mikoy, it's not Shaykh. So that's the rule in the Ashkosh. So it becomes us with Ashkosh. But if it is a Ruah Ubo, let's say, if at the very outset each one planted, the Kvanim and the Tvuye back, and then, because there was a Gedar, and then the Gedar was torn down, and there was a new produce, so only if there was an increase of 1 to 100, of 1 to 100, so Echad Messiah, of 1 to 100 of the Gedurim that existed at the time that the Gedar tore down. So then it becomes awesome. So, only if there is an increase of Echad Umasai, if there is an increase of 1 to 101, not 1 to 100, so then it doesn't count. It doesn't count. So, Amitam says, suppose the Gedar fell down once, and at that time, so, after the Gedar fell down, so there was an increase of 1 400. There was an increase of 1 400. And then we built together. And then the other Gedar stood for another week, and then it fell down again, and then there was another increase of 1 400. So together it's 2 400. It's 2, so in other words, it's 1 200. 1 200. So it's not mitzvah, and it doesn't become us. So he says, I'm coming for a lot of the crazy, I should say, I'm saying, I should say, I'm saying, 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 so they cases discussed at great length. We go around. That's good. Early day, Akuf on the base. So the text is, if Rabbi Ham for age, you hook and look at Rezin, you ask me on, she in these days with Messiah, they must say it's in the shame of Fritz of Shemo, who they must say it's in Fritz of Shemo, they need to start the last day, become a common God. So the question arises, what is it? If there is such a concept of common God, and where do we find this concept of common God that is more in in Arizona, in connection with Yain Esser. Now, the halacha is that Yain Esser will be minei, as of the machlokes, not the Yain Esser of the day.